And so we're gonna have a year without the Rocket Man in the NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, or Truck Series. That's a bummer. We do get Cody Ware, though, so that's interesting. Also losing Team Penske in Xfinity. That makes things fun. Well, let's get into the podcast and be happy. Come on, let's go! This is the Pace Car Podcast. The Pace Car Podcast is provided by TCG Podcast, and the Pace Car Podcast is exclusively done by the Combustion Gamer. Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. And so we have the unfortunate news we gotta talk about, and the interesting news we have to talk about, and the even more unfortunate news we have to talk about. So this is gonna be a bit of an unfortunate episode almost. So let's start off with the not-so-unfortunate news, and we'll get to the big stuff at the end here. So, let's start off with Team Penske. Team Penske will not have a full-time car in the Xfinity series for this Xfinity season. So, that's going to be one less Ford high-performance team that's going to be racing. We will, on the other hand, have at least the 98 of Stuart Haas. That'll be one Ford, and at least two other Fords in the Xfinity series. I believe Ryan Sieg also has one, so that's at least four in total, because you have SS Greenlight, which will be racing Fords as well, and one of those will be full-time, and the other car there at SS Greenlight will be part-time. So you have all that going on. We also have Earnhardt has landed a ride. No, not the Dale Earnhardt that we all enjoy. But we do have the Jeffrey Earnhardt, who will be racing in the number 26 Sam Hunt Racing for select races. So he's going to be racing over there. So not full-time either, but still, he will be racing for some races. So that's good news for him. But yeah, it's going to be interesting not seeing a Tim Penske car in the Xfinity series. That's going to be kind of interesting. Not really sure how Team Penske is going to be working with getting their drivers through the ranks, so to speak. But it almost seems kind of like they're going to be good for at least 3 to 4 years, potentially, with Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, and Austin Cindric. And of course, they have Harrison Burton over at Wood Brothers, so potentially, overall, their stables are pretty much full at the moment, but I wouldn't count on that for too long, because I really don't think Harrison Burton's going to be that good. But we'll see. We shall see how he does. But I don't think, at this moment, just with what I've seen of his Xfinity career so far, I don't think he's going to be that good for a while. Anyways, I don't think he has quite enough experience yet, but we'll see how he does. We'll see how he does. Which leads us into the Cup Series news. We have Cody Ware, who is going to be racing full-time for Rick Ware Racing in the number 51 Ford Mustang. Cody Ware was one driver that was not for sure, and he is now confirmed to be driving the number 51 full-time in the NASCAR Cup Series. We will also have confirmed that Ryan Preece will be driving the number 15 for select races throughout the 2022 season. So he will be driving in that 15 Ford Mustang. So a bit unfortunate overall, because that obviously shuts out the one person many of us Rocket Man fans were rooting for, of course, Ryan Newman. So what is the next chapter of Ryan Newman's racing career? Well, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. I'm definitely just reading from some different articles and stuff, reading what he had to say. It sounds like he's definitely not done racing, and definitely, hopefully, he can get back into some sort of NASCAR racing in the next season, but we'll see how all that goes. Who knows? Maybe he's a in the background filling driver. I don't know. I don't know what's going on for him in the NASCAR world this season, so that's a bit unfortunate. But while at the Chili Bowl, which, by the way, it looks like he was able to get himself into the main event, so that was a great job by him. Honestly, I can't find the real good results on what happened at the Chili Bowl. I've tried finding, like, the who finished where, but other than somebody passed somebody for the final... Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know. But I do know that Ryan Newman did make it into the big event, and that's a lot of where this news really started coming out, was from the Chili Bowl. So, we know that he's going to be looking at racing in the NASCAR Whelen Series. Now, whether or not that's full-time or not, I don't know. But I definitely kind of hope that he does that for the full Whelen Modified season. I definitely would like to do that. Like to see him do that. Hopefully, that means he'll be at the opener, which will be at New Smyrna. Might be able to go over and see him race. I don't know, but that would be kind of cool if he does decide to do the full season. So I'll definitely be kind of paying attention to see what happens with that. Also, he was talking about doing dirt late model racing was another series he was looking at doing, along with the USAC Silver Crown. So he's looking at least three different series to race in. Whether or not all of those are full-time or just part-time, I don't know. But it does sound like he's going to be doing a lot of racing anyway. So, yeah, definitely sounds like he is not done racing. And if I definitely think that keeping... racing is definitely going to help him stay on the market and definitely help him be a good choice for some NASCAR team, hopefully in the future. But we'll have to see how all that goes. Now, one thing that is kind of interesting, obviously there's a lot of interesting money and politics and paperwork and all that that has to be signed for these NASCAR contracts. But with the sponsorship that Ryan Newman does have, I'm rather surprised that he did not get a ride in any NASCAR series. So I'm not sure if that's an actual decision he made or just contracts didn't fall through, so this is the decision he had to make of racing in smaller series. Which, I mean, if it's the decision he made to actually race in the smaller series and wasn't shut out, then that's cool. I think it's doing it on your own terms is a good idea. But if he's having to do, or just deciding since he doesn't have anything to do to have to do this because he got shut out of talks, then that's kind of unfortunate. But yeah, I mean, one thing that I've mentioned from the start is that he has I wouldn't say a lot of sponsorship, but he has a good amount of sponsorship, being that he has Coca-Cola. So, I mean, NASCAR, the Coca-Cola NASCAR family of drivers, all that, that's a big thing for a team to have, is just one, the shout-out from the actual TV booth, so to speak, during the broadcast, along with just having that Coca-Cola sponsorship for potentially every single race on the car, plus also possibly several primary sponsorships throughout the season as well. Thinking back on the past few seasons where he's had multiple primary Coca-Cola sponsorships. He also has a partnership and sponsorship with Bass Pro, which, I mean, Bass Pro, obviously not a sponsor to Thumb Your Nose At, is definitely pretty big. So still, it's I don't know what all happened in those talks, but obviously, apparently, nobody decided to make any room for the Rocket Man, which is very, very unfortunate in my opinion, especially with just the fact of going into a brand new car this season. One thing is that a car that doesn't have that many parts, which is also an unfortunate thing that's coming up. A lot of teams not having enough cars and enough parts to make more cars. That's going to be an interesting story to follow through this entire season. But anyways, being able to have a veteran in the sport who knows how to overall keep the cars doing what they're supposed to be doing, a driver who also is able to, from just a few years ago, be able to make a actual playoff run, a driver who also is able to, at least from what we've seen with his time at Roush, improve overall their Super Speedway program, which has looked amazing every single year that I've watched NASCAR with him in it. Just every Super Speedway race has looked awesome with those Roush Fenways. Why they haven't necessarily finished the way they've looked you could always see that they have the speed, they have their dynamics, they're able to suddenly, I mean, just watching Ryan Newman, it's like he's hiding in the back and then he suddenly comes, it's like you don't see him coming and he's up in the top 15 before you know it and heading up. So I mean, just watching that is like just the aerodynamic package that they had for those cars was amazing, and being able to have Ryan Newman himself, who has several degrees and is a pretty smart guy with aerodynamics, working for a team, especially with a brand new car, and being able to help you with, okay, maybe smooth this out here, smooth that out there. I think that for any team going into this new season with a brand new car, probably would have been a good thing. But obviously, nobody else thought so. So that's one of those things. It's like if I was in the market, whether or not I liked Ryan Newman or not, just looking at his stats, I would totally be the one looking to hire him. And so that's just how my thought process works. So, anyways, very disappointing, and that's definitely going to be one less driver for me to be able to root for on a weekly basis, or at least be able to watch him on a weekly basis. So that's going to be a bit of a disappointment. So, definitely, I was kind of hoping for a worst case scenario, be able to see him in the trucks, because I think watching him in the truck series with Joe Nemechek, Matt DiBenedetto, Matt Crafton, multiple other older time guys that are down there racing, I think that would have been a lot of fun and definitely would have been very enjoyable watching. Truck series racing is always enjoyable, but just seeing having one of your favorite drivers actually there, Ryan Newman, would have made things very fun to watch. So definitely unfortunate, but hopefully he has fun with all that wheeling modified and late. It's one of those weird things. It says it's a late model, but I think it's a late modified. But I don't know. It's one of the dirt modified cars, and also that other series. So hopefully Ryan Newman has fun racing in that series, and that is about it for this episode. So not a ton of news popped up, so really just wanted to get this episode done about Ryan Newman. Also, that interesting thing about no Team Penske in Xfinity, at least full time, that's gonna be interesting to watch down the line. And will Cody Ware actually be good in Ford Performance Rick Ware Racing equipment? I don't know. It's going to be interesting. First time seeing Cody Ware in quote-unquote Ford Performance equipment. It'll be interesting. I'll be watching and seeing if Rick Ware Racing actually made a good choice. Of course, the guy's name is Ware at the end, so obviously that played into it, but I don't know. Not one of my choices. So, but anyways, that is about it. We will see how all of this plays out for those Team Penske and other drivers that have moved around. And if any more news comes out, we will talk about that next week on the next episode of the Pace Car Podcast. A little bit shorter of an episode, but as I said, just really wanted to talk about Ryan Newman for this week's episode. So thanks guys for listening, and I will be talking to you next week. Bye bye.